But for everybody listening, this is the K2IRT Radio Network here, the New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club, heard every Thursday from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock, or thereabouts, depending on what's on the table there. Now you got WA2AXZ here. Let's see if we have any additional check-ins before we go around. This is K2IRT.
Good evening, Roby. KA2KGQ. As we say in Chinese, mazel tov for the new arrival. Good evening.
Hi, Rich. Thank you very much. Good evening to you too there. Yeah, been a busy day. Have you been, Rich? How you been putting up with the snow?
It hasn't been too difficult for me so far. I just had to, when I came home from work, which I actually went in much earlier this morning, I just had to sweep away some slush, so now it's been thick. So tomorrow morning, KF2WR. I'm going to let him pick it up a little bit. I have to
just get away for a couple of minutes. So, Charlie, if you can just pick it up for just a few, and I'm going to be right back because I've got to get a quick email out. I started sending some pictures out, and right before I came on the air, one of the guys that came on, I forgot to send it to him, WB2TVT, so I want to get that up to him. Charlie, if you could, I'll be back. You got WA2AXZ.
Okay, that's good. I'll be master of ceremony for a little while here. But hey, Bob, up to you. WB2YZX.
Okay, WB2YZX in the group. WB2PQR. I just downloaded the software for DigiPan. But what's interesting, I was looking at YouTube, and this thing is nothing special. There's no interfacing at all, just to receive. I put a small microphone into the audio input of the microphone jack of the computer. And then you just put the microphone on top of the speaker of the radio. And there it is. You just set it up and away you go. No interfacing or nothing. That's only for receive, though. But, you know, something to play with and start to get my feet wet on just receiving and seeing what's out there. Always meaning to do it. It looks like a nice little program. I just had other things to do. And, it's like you said, the more bang for the buck with the small digital work. I know there's a whole bunch of freebies out there. But other than that, not much new over here. Just, I've been trying to clean the basement. It's gotten too bad. Really bad. Just to let everybody know, in case they want to go to the flea market, there's a flea market out of Limark. Limark has their annual flea market on Sunday out in the island, so if anybody is interested. WB2YZX in the group, WB2PQR. You can toss it around.
All right, very good. Yeah, I think you could run a flea market out of your basement from what you described. And, you're right, as far as receiving PSK, or not even just PSK, just about any digital mode, even slow scan TV, I mean, you could just have a microphone from the computer to the, speaker of your receiver, and, for the most part, that'll work. All those little interfaces are, really, it's just, the two transformers for isolation, so you won't get any hum on your signal, to push the talk can be as simple as one transistor or a little opto isolator. So really, for about 11 weeks, you can, put one together if you're lucky enough to find the parts at Radio Shack. But there's so many different modes you can. Use with the sound card. In fact, I'm losing track of so many of them. It's like come out with a new one every week. But PSK is by far the most popular, and I don't know what bands you set up for on HF, but I've operated PSK all the way up to 2 meters. Not a lot of activity, but on 2 meters, but I've had a few on 6 meters. For the most part, 20 meters is, you can always work on someone there, and I'm sure that's the same as some of the other little bands, but whatever. So let me give it over to Rick. How you doing? K2K. Why?
Okay, Charlie, doing fine, and good evening to you, Abe. I haven't spoken to you in a long time. Can't really comment about any of those computer programs, but I was going to say this to Lobie, but Charlie, I'll say this to you. I hope you enjoyed that email I sent you the other day about Old Brooklyn. I think the person who is the author of that article is a little bit older than me, because when he can talk about subway fare being 5 or 10 cents, that's a little before my time. I remember when it was 15 cents. I remember the old movie theaters, but not when the subway was 5 or 10 cents. So this is KAC-KGQ over to you, Charlie. W2YYX, back to you.
Good. To that email, I'd love to see those old pictures of Brooklyn and Coney Island and whatnot. I am kind of old. But I actually remember trolley cars. I mean, I was just, I could barely walk at the time. But I do remember trolley cars. And I don't remember how much they were at the time, but I think 15 cents is probably, probably accurate. But yeah, I enjoy old pictures like that. I really get a kick out of that stuff. So let me just break. Anyone like to check into the Team New York City? Anybody anywhere, welcome to join in.
Hey,
Exit. Just a piece of a call sign there. Want to try it again, please?
Yeah, Lobie's back. Hey, Exit.
Okay, good. I heard an X. Back to you, Lobie.
Charlie, thanks a lot. WB2YZX in the K2IRT group. Yeah, I just had to get that one email out to Ed, WB2TBT, upstate New York, and he's got it now. A bunch of the guys already have it. Andy got the pictures already. Looks like Andy's stuck at work for the snowstorm. He took over my spot, so now he gets all the grand runarounds. So, more power to him. He'll have his hands full in. I got to tell you, I get a little worried, though. You read in the newspaper about they're trying to cut 450 of the station agents and 620 or 650 managers. And I don't know how in the world they're going to do it. They were just barely keeping their heads above water with what managers we had, especially in the operations section. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun over there. You can only sit back and just wait. So let me turn it over to Abe, WB2PQR, and this is the K2IRT net.
All right, anybody else like to join before I take it up? Guess not, everybody's shoveling the snow. The TA is, I don't know. All I know is when the going gets rough, the rough get going. But it'll go out. No moment need to be said. Rich, nice hearing you again. Haven't spoken to you in a while. And speaking about the old Brooklyn, I love the old Brooklyn, pictures and what have you. I remember, I used to live in Williamsburg, and I remember the old trolleys that used to run under the J line on Broadway, all up and down and on Flushing Avenue. Remember that, and then they had the buses that had the Cantareries with the electric buses, and so on and so forth. My time goes back to basically only 10 cents. I never remember a nickel. I remember the 10 cents. We're talking back in the 50s. I remember paying 10 cents for a subway ride. I used to get on Montrose Avenue, which is now that whole area. Went downhill, back up again, now it's turning into yuppie heaven again. And all the old areas that used to be industrialized are now condos and lofts. Well, more power to everybody. You know, people go through different times, different places. There is no more manufacturing, basically, in the city. It's all service-oriented. So, basically, that's the whole thing over here. And, let's see, what can we talk about? I'll give it over to Lobby, and you can toss it around and pick a topic. I guess we'll talk a little bit, and then I'm just going to go have some chocolate and relax and watch some TV. Courtesy of the K2IRT repeater, send it over to Lobby, WA28XZ, WB2PQR.
All right, AWB2PQR, you got WA2AXZ in the K2IRT group. And I've been doing a lot of work over at the museum archives on the 20th floor of 2 Broadway. And I've been cataloging a lot of the photographs that I've been putting in over the years. And I get a chance to go through a lot of the old files, too. And it's amazing to see what was out there in the way of a trolley infrastructure. They had a big trolley, like a turnaround, a depot, right at the foot of the Williamsburg Bridge. And looked something like 10 or 15 tracks looping around, because that was a major intersection for the trolleys to come to the bridge and then have the trains head over the bridge. Beautiful old photographs that we do have in the museum, and it's a shame because a lot of that stuff never sees the light of day. Until now, the gang is starting to work on digitizing a lot of the photographs, and that's one thing that they're going to start training me on is to catalog and to punch all the stuff in. But they have well over 40,000 photographs, not only construction photographs, but trains, people, stations, street scenes, and a lot of this stuff does date from before the turn of the century onward. Let me just drop it a second. I don't want to talk the thing out. So again, we're going to start with an electrical exhibit sometime next year. We're working on it. We're trying our best to get things together over there. And with all the photographs that we have, we're trying to bring back a little piece of New York, old New York, that some of us may recognize. The last trolley I remember was up on Church Avenue in the 50s. I was a little kid back then, but I still remember these things clanking and chugging away. And it's a shame. We lost a good piece of our history when those trolleys went away. Let's see, who's the next on our list there? We got Rich, and then we'll go back up to Charlie again. KC2, KDQ, you got the K2 IRT group.
Okay, this is KA2, KDQ, just correcting the Roby. Yeah, I'm a little bit too young to remember the trolleys, but I remember seeing old pictures of trolleys and trolley tracks. Matter of fact, until, let's see, this is 2009, I think about 15 or so years ago, until it was either just taken off or paved over, there actually used to be, I think it was trolley tracks on McDonald Avenue, right under the F train. I don't know if that was trolley tracks that may be part of the old South Brooklyn Railroad Company which went down to the... That I definitely remember. And a book, tell you what I could do. If you're registered with the league, I can send you an email tomorrow when I get to work via arrl.net. And you can see that article that I was referring to. So if your email address is via the, if you have that thing, that email service via the league, I will be able, I can send it to you tomorrow from my computer. So, AWB2PQR, just let me know if you have that email capability.
Once you go, WB2PQR at AOL.com. Just send it to me directly. That's my email address, WB2PQR at AOL.com, and get added. And I don't know if you guys know about the fairway, I don't want to take it from, I'll explain the fairway supermarket in Brooklyn. So, Rich, can you take it over and then I'll explain what's going on there by the fairway.
Okay, no problem. Okay, so when I get to work tomorrow, I just wrote down your email address, so I'll send you that article about the old Brooklyn, and probably bring back a lot of memories dealing with, among other things, even one or two subway scenes. Mentions a lot of old movie theaters, jazz, etc. No problem on that. Okay, so we'll go ahead with your explanation of fairway. By the way, I do see their advertisement. The market here publication that we get at home.
Okay, Rich. WB2PQR by the courtesy of K2IRT repeater group and W2CMA repeater. Fairway is a supermarket, very upper class supermarket, but here in Brooklyn they have a restaurant in the back that I go there for for breakfast, for lunch, about twice a month, basically. We buy the food that they have over there. They have hot food and cold food. And you can buy it, and then you can sit outside. It overlooks the Statue of Liberty, and it overlooks the harbor. They have, it's right next to Van Brunt down in Brooklyn, and it's also by the IKEA that they opened up. But the interesting thing is, they have three old trolley cars that are sitting there rusting out, but they have the wires on the top, and at one time, those three cable cars, the trolleys, were supposed to be a little railroad that goes down that area, down to downtown Brooklyn, down to Court Street, Montague Street, in that area. But I guess they never got the funding, so everything over there now is rusting out, which is sad. It's open, but it's all heavy stuff, but it's nice. If anybody ever wants to go get a nice area to eat good food and overlooking the harbor, and it's a nice area, try it. It's on the Van Brunt, on the tip of Brooklyn by IKEA. Okay, so you can pick it up, lobby, you can pass it around. It'll be through AXC, it'll be to PQR. It'd be interesting to see those pictures that you're cataloging. That'll be to PQR.
All right, P2PQR, you got the K2IRT group. Yeah, I'm very familiar with those trolleys. They were part of a restoration effort being done by Bob Diamond. You guys probably remember there's an abandoned Long Island Railroad tunnel under Atlantic Avenue that goes pretty much from the street by the Transit Museum all the way down to the waterfront. That was his big discovery there, and cleaned it up, and he gives tours from time to time underground at the old line down there. But Bob, before 9/11, got grants, federal grants, to start the trolley line up down by Van Brunt and extend it a little bit more forward. And he was busy working on that. And after 9/11, all the funding came to a halt, and he had a lot of financial difficulties. At one time, he had a trolley bond. If you're familiar with that, and Abe, I know you've been down there. They've got these old buildings from the 18th and 19th century there. A couple of those buildings were trolley bonds where he had the parts and he was doing the restoration. Well, they decided they could make more money if they kick him out and put some other kind of a business in there, like a shopping area or whatever. And that's what happened now. They moved the trolleys to the siding, to the back, and right now it's just everything is static. Everything is just sitting there. And it's a shame, but, you know, New Yorkers couldn't care less about the past. You know, you and I, Charlie, of course, Rich wasn't there. We knew what was out there in the past, and we have a certain appreciation for it. But today's new generation, they couldn't care less about the past. Let's go back up to Charlie, WB2YZX and the K2IRT group.
And if anyone's interested, site called BrooklynPicks.com.
AC2 VMS.
I push it off, blah, 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 blah. And, Abe, you might be interested, since I know there's at one point back in the 60s and 70s there, some interesting old pictures of Utica and Church. I do remember that. And this is an interesting website. It's got some, quite a few pictures, and really worth a look. It's got kind of a watermark on it. You know, they're trying to sell you the pictures, but which I guess is nothing's free anymore. But still, it's worth a look. So back to you, Lovey. WA2AXZWB2YZX.
Check-in, KC2 EMS, give us a few seconds there. But yeah, I've been on that website, and they have some great pictures of old Brooklyn down by Prospect Park. They've got
corner of Empire and Flatbush, and you can see the old Prospect Park substation there, and the Bond Bread and all the other businesses that were there. And of course, when you look to the left, what do you see?
Ebbets Field.
The guys used to go on top of the substation to watch some of the games, and it was just a different time, a different era altogether. But you're right, that is a nice website. So with that, let's get KC2VMS in here and say good evening to him. How you doing tonight?
Hello, how are you, Bob? I saw your website when I last spoke to you, I think it was 1 or 2 weeks ago, and I saw your dog, very cute. I was very impressed, and so I wanted to get back to you. I didn't join the net last week. I was busy. I was out, but I had to reach you today to let you know I enjoyed looking at your dog. And I'm going to make it quick tonight because I'm going to go to bed early because I got to go work tomorrow, that dirty word. And one of my colleagues was involved with that bus with that tree limb on 5th Avenue, fell on the bus. That was my friend driving that bus. And not far from there, if you heard on the news, a gentleman got killed when a big tree limb hit him in the head. So with all the snow and bad weather tomorrow, I got to get to bed soon and get up an early start and crank up that big six-wheeler there, you know? So I really had to get back to you. I really enjoyed it very much. Your dog is very cute. Good luck. This is KC2VMS.
And the K2IRT group. Yeah, we saw that on the news. Poor guy was walking and the tree branches were so wet with that heavy snow and ice, it just came down and whacked him and it killed him right there on the spot. I was watching a piece on the news. They were actually having the police cars go into the park and with the PA system try to chase everybody out of the park because all these trees are just ready to come down if it gets any wetter. And yeah, I saw that bus. I saw that bus on 5th Avenue there. Looks like that tree came down and put a good dent in the roof. They took a photo side on, and it looked like the tree was a quarter of the way into the bus. It's got to be a surprise when you're on one of the ritzy avenues and you're being attacked by the trees there. But definitely, get to bed, take care of yourself, be very careful with the snow out there. It's supposed to be very heavy in the morning there. And again, it's great to have you back on. Next week, we're going to do a face-to-face meeting at the Power Control Center at 53rd. So we probably will not be on the air, but next time you hear us, come on in and chime in. Go ahead.
Roger, very good. Thank you very much. Okay. I know, I dread. I have to go back to work and back down 5th Avenue, back up Madison. Oh, my God. I'm glad it wasn't my bus. I usually have my own assigned bus. But this was my friend, and I saw him walking up and down on 5th. You're so frustrated. But I'll catch him tomorrow and get the latest scoop on his bus. But it's dangerous, let me tell you. Just don't know what comes through your roof there. And, a lot of dangerous stuff. By the way, where on 53rd Street do you usually have your face-to-face?
53rd and 8th. We have a control center on 333 West 53rd. And we should be getting together next Thursday at 5 p.m. So if you happen to be in the neighborhood, knock on the door.
Repeat. Roger, thank you so much for the invite. I'm usually done by 2:33. How's the loaded question? How's the parking over there, KC2VMS? How's the parking?
That's typical Midtown parking. If you find a space, they kill you with the fees. But if you can find a space, you just have to go around the block a couple of times. There's always some movement, unless you want to put it into one of the big parking lots on 53rd and 8th.
Roger. Who knows? I may have to do that. At least to be safe. They give tickets. Sometimes that becomes cheaper than getting a $150 fine. Well, but anyway, with that, I'd like to say have a good night to everyone here. It was great talking to all you guys. I mean, you know, and you for picking me up there. And once again, I enjoyed watching that little dog of yours. It was so cute. All right, and hopefully one day I'll meet you for an eyeball. If not this coming Thursday, maybe in another month on the next one. And hopefully with the weather cooperating, I'm anxious to meet you guys in person. So with that, have a great night. KC2VMS will be going to bed to get my beauty sleep. Have a good night, 73s.
K-A-2. K2RFG.
All right, well, first to say 73 is the KC2VMS again. I may be changing the picture since I just became a grandpa today. So I'll put a picture of my little grandson up there, and we'll change it from time to time on QRZ. Have a great day, and the new station coming in. Come in with your call again, please.
Good evening. KA2RFG. And with Bill, I'm up here in Winston, Manhattan.
Good evening, Bill. You got Bob over here, WA2AXZ, and we're the K2IRT Transit Net. What you got going on up in your neck of the woods? Getting any more snow?
Just very slushy. That's about it. When I came in, I said I'm not going back out until I had to go back to work. I work over at the Overhaul 207.
No 207 very well. Matter of fact, I was the guy that kept on turning the lights out in the yard. Usually, when we turn the lights out, all the guys at the shop applauded. They didn't have to work anymore.
Oh, that was you? Thank you.
That was me. That was me over at the substation. I retired in January, so now the other guy that's turning off the lights is Andy, KF2WR. He's in charge of that now, so if you have to be in the shop, then you happen to catch an Indy on that Thursday night. You can give them hell too, okay?
Very good, very good. Gentlemen, talk about that petroleum line. Was that the petroleum line that tried to be reconstructed down in Red Hook?
USL on that, definitely. Yeah, that was Bob Diamond's affair. And it was such a disappointment. Because over the years, we cleaned out what we called Storeroom 61 on Atlantic Avenue. And there was a lot of old trolley parts, trolley wire, anything regarding trolleys, they were getting ready to throw into a dumpster. So we gave him tons and tons of trolley parts. And we had it stored down on the Van Brunt Street storage areas, his shop area. And now that the times have changed and they chased them out of there, God only knows where this stuff went. And it would be a holy shame if they did put it in the dumpster, Ed.
KB2VQ checker.
Right, well, Bill, we'll do a recheck in a little bit when you get back. KA2RFG, maybe you just have to change your position. But right now, we'll pick up Val, KB2VEQ. Good evening, Val. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Moby, and want to say hi to the K2RT net group and everybody in tonight, and wish them well. I hope that they're not out there in the snow tonight. Everybody's in a nice warm spot. And, I didn't get into you guys last couple of times. We were having snow trouble again and trying to get my antenna up. So I finally rigged up my HT and had a little antenna in the attic. And I'm doing like Charlie, pulling them out of the attic and connecting them. I'll let it go around. And I just want to say hello for now, and the flavor of the conversation is not
coming. All right, Val, KB2VEQ and the K2IRT bunch with WA2AXZ. Well, what you have to do, Val, is sometime this spring, if you get a couple more of those roof tripods, you can set up a more permanent solution to your UHF and VHF problems over there and get the antennas out of the attic. You know, I'll be glad to come over anytime you knock on my door. By the way, I just want to tell you that my daughter had the baby today, so I'm an official grandpa with a grandson today, good?
Well, congratulations, Grandpa. I know you're the big, proud grandpa waiting for everything to happen. And finally happened. Well, that's great. I hope Mom's feeling good and
Everybody else in the family is doing well. KB2ZEQ, back over to you.
Everybody's doing good, Val, thank you. And I've been sending pictures along. If you can, if you want to send me an email one day, my call letters at ARRL, I'll send you some of the pictures there that we took the little guy today. Just curious, how is everything going with the amp and all the other stuff for HF? Did you do anything more to it?
Negative. I haven't done anything. I've been busy with other little projects here and there. But looking forward to getting down with it. I'm trying to clear out my garage now after I finish over remodeling my basement. I had to put everything in the garage, and now I'm slowly but surely filtering everything else back. In between that, trying to get my income tax information straightened out to take to the accountant and starting on another project. So the ham radio is set to the side for a little bit for right now. So I'll turn it back over to you right now. My battery's a little low.
All right, Val. KB2ZEQ and the K2IRT bunch. I tell you, it was pretty exciting seeing that 3500Z light up the room over there, and I think you're going to be there with a big smile on your face as you put a little bit more time into it there. All right, Val, go charge up that battery. Let's just see if we can get Bill back. If not, we'll just go down the list. KA2RFG, you still with us, Bill?
KA2RFG. Yes, I'm here. I don't know why I dropped out, but I did. I'm operating off a little VX1R. It seems to work.
All right, no, it's doing the job. It's doing the job. But like all of us, when we run the HTs, if we move in one direction or the other, it cuts out. But, well, we're happy to have you back here. And, again, we have our face-to-face meeting for the K2IRT bunch. This coming Thursday at the 53rd Street Power Control Center. So if you're not doing anything at 5 o'clock, come on down. We'll put on a pot of coffee and have a little fun.
Well, thank you very much. I'll see if I can do that. I get off at 4, so it shouldn't be too much of a problem. I'm going to check out right now. I got a couple things going on over here, but thank you, and very interesting. Very interesting listening to you, gentlemen. I'll be talking to you in the future. Again, thank you much. KA2RFG.
Right, we'll clear with KA2RFG. Have a great night, and watch out for that snow. We're also waiting for another denizen of 207th Street to come on. Our motorman of the vintage train is there, Steve, W2FBR. Just as we're ending the works over here. So with that, let's just go up to the top of the list, and we'll go through it once, maybe twice, and then I'll head up to 160 and finish with that gang up there. WB2YZX, this is the K2IRT.
W2CMA, repeat TL.
Okay, ladies, and good evening to Bill and Val, and I was just looking at our website, yeah, and it seems nobody is putting any postings on here, but if we made this a little more active, k2irt.org. So what do you think, fellas? Let's use it. So speaking of which, I haven't spoken to Dennis in a while, but he did a nice job with this website. So, I'm looking out the window, and it's getting pretty ugly out there. It's scary, and I can hardly wait to go to work tomorrow, but what are you going to do? So, that's it for me, I guess. I'll just stay on the side for now and say good evening to all. Whatever you take it, WA2AXZ, WB2YZX.
All right, WB2YZX. Got the K2IRT group. Well, now that you said it, I walked over to the window, and I'm looking out now, and it's blowing a gale out there. Matter of fact, the snow is blowing sideways. If it's heading down south towards the
deployed down in field area, so. Not that heavy, though. Not that heavy. I shoveled the snow earlier with the power shovel, but it's just a dusting on it now. I'm sure we'll be up for a big surprise when I get up in the morning and have to go out and start shoveling it all over again. This is the type of snow where you can throw salt till you turn blue in the face, and it's not going to melt it. It's just going to hang out there and laugh at us. Go get the shovel and go get the ice chopper. So let's go back to Abe one time, WB2, PQR, and the K2IRT.
All right. Say hello to everybody and everybody who's gone. I haven't got too much to say other than there's still the guy who discovered that tunnel is still giving tours. And one of these days, I guess in the springtime or summertime, I'd like to take a tour of the tunnel over there and see what else they got. It's a shame it's all gone, but the windows were all popped out of the trolleys over there, and it's just a big shame. And you're talking about the guy in the bus. Yeah, it reminded me of this Japanese guy who was walking across the Brooklyn Bridge, and the one of the shackles let loose and conked him in the head, and he got killed. And they later discovered that the pigeon crap dissolved the surrounding cement and what have you, and he just let go. Okay, I guess that's it for me. I'll say 73 to everybody, and I'll toss it back to you, Lobby, and you can pass it around to the other guys. W2YAXZ, the group, WB2PQR, will be QRT after everybody's finals.
All right, WB2PQR and the K2IRT group, thanks for stopping by today, and you know, the door is always open to you. It's always open to you there. Yeah, we'll check it out. If you happen to see Bob's, tell him Lobi said hello, and we're going to have to go down there one day and just knock on his door, see what he's up to. We'll bring the trolleys back. Every couple of years you see in the newspapers that they're going to bring the trolleys back to 42nd Street, and they keep threatening, we're going to bring the trolleys back to 42nd Street. And that is just about as real as the 2nd Avenue subway. We don't have the trolleys, and we don't have the 2nd Avenue subway. But I do have to say, I went to a bar a couple weeks ago, and I sat down, and this guy was arguing with me. I don't know if it was the margaritas or the Guinness, but he was confirmed in his belief that the 2nd Avenue subway was there, because he had already paid for it twice with the bond issues. And it was a good-natured rubbing that he was giving, because he's 100% correct that we paid for the 2nd Avenue subway twice, and it's not even a real hole in the ground yet. Sad to say. All right, let's give it up to Rich one more time, KA2KDQ and the K2IRT group.
Okay, well, we just had a grab for the microphone. Yeah, I'll tell you, and I remember when I used to work for the 2nd Avenue Subway Group, though this was when the 63rd Street Connector was being built. I did vote for one of those bond issues, and I will concede I did have a little bit of a vested interest in voting for it, but that's a whole other story. And I know tomorrow after you get up early, you shoveling, so that sounds like a lot of fun. And I also hope you enjoyed that email I sent you of old pictures of Brooklyn. I remember a lot of things that sold. Never won the subway with 10 cents. 50 cents yet, but that's a whole other story. Anyway, it'll be a pleasure speaking to you as always. And once again, congratulations on the new grandson. I'm sure he'll probably keep you very busy. Think of it this way. You're the grandfather now. You have all the pleasures without the responsibilities. But be that as it may, when your daughters are not hearing this, because I think you probably strangle me a bit, but that's a whole other story. Okay, so take care, 73, and I'll be clear after everybody's final. So WA2AXC, this is KA2KDQ. We'll be good for listening on the side. Take care and have a good night.
All right, KA2KDQ and the K2IRT bunch. You got WA2AXC here. Oh, Rich, you have a good one. As I said, I love the photographs. I love everybody's emails. Just a reminder to everybody, when you send me the emails, don't make them one-make files, because I still have dial-up. No matter the further we go with the radio technology, my computer is still back with Fred Flintstone, where the bird comes out and texts the message on the screen there. So maybe someday, you know, my daughters are yelling at me to get a cell phone, and I'm pretty much enjoying, since I turned my cell phone in back in January, not getting phone calls at all hours of the day, so we'll have to see how far it goes. Again, Rich, you have a good day. Give my regards to Mom, and thanks for the kind words on that. We'll clear with KA2KDQ. We'll check VMS one more time. KC2VMS, are you still with us? Nothing.
KC2V, wow.
All yours.
Okay, thank you. It's good to listen to all the participation tonight in the K2RT bunch. Glad to hear that we've increased our participation and brought others in. And just an idea started with the transit along to enormous proportions, almost to that equal to some of our other local clubs. That sounds great, and that's really nice. I don't have anything else to add to the group tonight, but I just want to say best to you, Lobi, and your grandson, and the baby's mother and dad, and look forward to catching you on 53rd Street next week, if God be willing. And I'll say my 73 to all, and KD2VQ,
please. I appreciate that, Val, and definitely we'll catch you on the low band soon enough. Again, get that room all straightened out and get your little radio shack together there. We have a lot of fun on the radio. Got to get you back on 162, because the guys are still up there, and it's just amazing. I was on 160 last week when we had the big snowstorm, and in the middle of one of my sentences, I saw a lightning bolt in the tuner, and I quickly turned everything off. Apparently, the snow, the way it is right now, it's a wet snow, and it coated the antenna top to bottom and shorted it out. I was just made one big short circuit up there. So I'm going to check the SWR in low power when I get off of here. And if I find it's five steps beyond ridiculous, well, I'm going to turn it off and go watch the cartoon channel then. Val, best regards to the whole family. And let's just throw it open. If anyone else has anything to say, come on in and we'll put a lid on for another day. All right, we're not heard. We'll say good evening to everybody from the K2IRT group, and for everyone's information listening, K2IRT is normally heard every Thursday night at 9 o'clock, unless there's a face-to-face meeting, usually the first week of the month. Next week we'll be doing our face-to-face meeting at the control center, and there's a good chance we will not be on the air, but be assured we'll be back the week after. Guys, have a great night. Be careful out in the snow, and of course, God be with all of you. You got WA2AXZ for the K2IRT group, and I'm going to go down, or is that up to 160 meters? Well, I'll get up there somehow. Nighty-night all.